Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about finding hope in the midst of feeling alone, in the midst of despair, in the midst of feeling downcast. And looking at ways that God desires to encourage us through one another, through His Word, through His Spirit, through our relationship with Him. And today we're going to talk about hope through deliberate praise. And yesterday we looked at Psalm 42, verse 6, and I said we were going to back up to verse 5, but that's not exactly what we're going to do. Psalm 42:5 is very similar to what we're looking at today, but we're actually looking at Psalm 43:5, a verse that seems to repeat Psalm 42:5. And in Psalm 43:5, David once again says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." There are times where discouragement takes over or enters the life of every one of us, I believe. And in those times, there's many things that God has given us for the purpose of encouragement. And one of those is the reminders to deliberately choose to praise Him, to offer our worship to God, to express our gratitude. The old hymn says to count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your many blessings. And it concludes with the statement that it may surprise you what the Lord has done. And I think in the scope of finding hope, this act of deliberate praise helps us to remember what God has already done, gives us confidence in what God will do, that in the midst of despair, we praise God for calming our past storms. We praise God for being with us as we were tossed about in our past storms. We praise God for being with us in the current storm, not knowing whether He'll calm it or whether He'll calm us, or a combination of both. But as we choose to praise God, it changes our attitude. I've often said, as I've worked with camp, children's summer camp, that when conflict arises, and I would encourage my faculty every year, that whether it was conflict among faculty, whether it was conflict among campers, between campers and faculty, it didn't matter. To find the two parties that were in conflict and to have them pray for each other together. And it's really difficult to remain in conflict with someone that you're genuinely praying for. And especially to remain in conflict with someone that you're genuinely praying with. And so when we feel downcast, when we feel alone, one of the tools that we have to help us through that is to deliberately choose to praise God. The wording of the psalm can either be a present tense, in, at least in the English reading of it, or perhaps even a future tense. But there's an acknowledgement there that regardless of the current condition of feeling downcast, I will praise God. I may not feel like praising Him now, but I know that I will. And last night during our Zoom study, as we discussed the sermon from the past Sunday, we talked about that idea of being reminded of God's presence, that we're not really as alone as we think we are, can be both helpful and, well, sometimes not so helpful. It's the true answer, it's the easy answer, it's the church answer, but there are those times where we are aware of that, but it's not an isolation from God that's making us feel lonely. It's a rejection from people. And so in those times, we continue to praise God, and yet we also look for God to provide, well, to provide Himself with flesh on it. Not the way He did with Jesus walking on earth, but the way He does today with Jesus living through us. And we praise God not only because of His presence, but because of the way that He works through our brothers and sisters in Christ, the way He encourages us through the phone calls and the cards and the notes and the messages and the visits and the encouraging words. You are doing those things, right? You see, we praise God when we're involved in lifting up the spirits of others. We praise God when our spirits are lifted by the actions of others. God's desire is that we live for Him in a way that, well, benefits others. And together we choose to praise God because He is worthy. We choose to praise God because He deserves it. We choose to praise God because He has called us to. And we find hope as we praise God. For as long as I can remember, these songs of praise to God, the old hymns, some of the modern worship songs, it's varied throughout my life. One of the stalwarts of my praise time as I feel discouraged or downcast is the old hymn, How Great Thou Art. But there's so many others that in the midst of that, as I begin to feel like, for whatever reason, I'm all alone, that no one cares, this deliberate praise of God reminds me that not only does He care, but that He has called us to care for one another. And when we choose to praise God, when we choose to care for others, I believe we set ourselves, with God's help, on the path of being lifted in spirit, of finding that hope, of finding that help. And when we are involved in pointing others to Jesus, in encouraging them to praise Him, we give them hope. We give them help when they feel alone. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself and given us these great instructions to praise you. Instructions that, well, shouldn't even be necessary because you deserve our praise. It ought to be a natural thing, and yet we forget. We get so wrapped up in ourselves and our own troubles and our own success that we need these reminders. That when we are downcast, when we are feeling alone, to deliberately offer praise as a reminder of who you are, as a reminder to us of your ever-present nature, as a reminder that we're not alone, as a reminder that we're joining with others in praise. So God, today, as we go through life, as we encounter discouragement, as we encounter those that who are discouraged, may we offer praise to you throughout our day. And may we encourage others to join in praising you. And together, may we lift one another. May we help because we have been helped. Father, for those around us who do feel alone, who have been abandoned or rejected by the people in their life, who have felt this isolation for so long that they begin to even question your presence. May we find ways to lead them, to encourage them, to share with them the benefit and the joy of praising you. Father, help us to be compassionate in the sufferings of others, that our answers and our solutions aren't some flippant disregard for how they feel, but they're real help. I think of Job's friends who had all kinds of advice that really wasn't all that helpful, who would even blame Job, who would counsel Job to do things that would not honor God. And so, Father, help us to not be that kind of friend to one another, to take the discouragement of others seriously, but to help them seek you in the midst of it, to be that presence in their life that gives the help, that leads them to praising you, that reminds them of the work that you've done in their past, the work that you continue to do in their life, the work that you will do. Father, may our life be lived in a way that helps others to see how our praise of you has lifted us in the midst of discouragement, in the midst of tough times, in the midst of abandonment and rejection, in the midst of loneliness. And Father, even though we know and we cling to your promise that you never leave us nor forsake us, that we never are truly alone, we still deal with those times of human loneliness. And so may we be lifted as we praise you. May our praise of you not only draw us nearer to yourself, may it draw others into fellowship with us as they join in praising you. May it become that cohesiveness that brings us together and keeps us together. So, Father, today as we live life, may you remind us not only of how worthy you are of all of our praise, but remind us to actually praise you. And may our praise be such that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.